This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and the Tin Society. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John Davis.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good evening, dude.
Man, good evening to you. How you doing? How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, pretty good, man. Pretty good.
You're recovering okay, all things
Yeah,
considered?
A couple days ago was pretty gin and dude. Pretty gin saturated, I'd say.
All right. So.
But doing good today. Actually, this is the first tobacco product I've been able to smoke since I smoked 4 cigars and a pipe bowl.
Dang.
on Saturday night.
So, okay, so you did get to your pipe on Saturday. That's good.
I did one time, but the thing is, it literally got to the point where today there was no purpose in it. Like there was no tasting purpose. There was no. My tongue was a giant stone. It was bad. Man, I had a great time though. It was a good weekend.
Well, that's the thing. When it's your bachelor party, when it's the tobacconist bachelor party, everybody's showering you with cigars, and of course, as mentioned last week, you brought some amazing Country Squire cigars, and I actually was able to enjoy one as you coached me through the process.
It was good, and you made it through this one without Ralphing.
No, man. Yeah. That has never happened once before.
There was that time you sat behind the shop and like held your head in your hands for like 35 minutes.
I just needed to collect myself.
I've never seen a grown man sweat so much in my life.
Oh, man. All right, so let me tell you, man. So bachelor party day, I just want to share this with the listeners just to kind of keep caught up. You know, I took some pictures. They're out on Twitter. If you want to see those, check them out there at Squire Radio. You know, we thought for a while that actually the bachelor party was going to get rained out. One of the groomsmen, mutual friend, has a lake house, his family does, and they were generous enough to host the event. But we were concerned because we thought it was going to be rained out. Turns out, beautiful weather that day.
We got to go on a boat.
We got to go on a boat.
I never thought I'd be on a boat.
It's a big blue watery road.
Yeah, Poseidon.
Yeah. it was glorious, man. It's beautiful. We got to watch the sunset, got to enjoy some cigars. But here's what I wanted to tell you. I get to this party and immediately I'm there before everybody else because I wanted to help set up. Also, I wanted to do some fishing beforehand, but it was mostly the setup thing.
Right.
It didn't hurt that me helping set up was just to get out of the way and start fishing. but one way or the other, I was there for it. But here's the thing. So I go in, I check out the liquor scene to make sure that we are well equipped. And there is a nice spread. However, there was one particular beverage.
There was a missing ingredient.
There was a missing ingredient. And I thought, no. I'm sorry. This is a wonderful spread. But this man on his bachelor party must drink Boodles.
Yes. Yeah. And you came in the clutch, man. I mean, it was really great. I didn't know what I was going to do without Boodles, but it showed up. You know, I tried some of the other stuff that people brought different things, and I felt kind of obligated in some sense to try some of those things.
Yeah.
Man, our dear friend Charlie, he and I had a couple glasses. He brought $120 worth of beer in growlers, you know. And it was stunning. It was just absolutely stunning. But yeah, I mean, we had a great time. Plus, and thanks for the Boodles, Jim.
Oh yeah, man.
Bo, it was great.
It was just one of those things. I was like, no. I've got to make sure. I know this. If I don't know anything else, I know this is the one thing that's got to be here. But no, man, it was amazing. There was actually a cooler filled of chili dogs. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's because you weren't there. Like I don't think a cooler full of chili dogs existed before this event.
No, it was invented that night.
And it was a glorious, glorious thing.
But we had a great time, man. Dude, this is so amazing, too. Like, so I'm coming up here to the shop. I typically take Monday afternoons off just so I can kind of go home and get my mind right before coming back up for the show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I went to run some errands, went home and was, you know, up here just literally 15 minutes ago. And there's a package waiting for me at the door. So I'm like, okay, I've got enough time to open this package before the show. This is literally just, you know, 15, 20 minutes ago. And so I open this package. It's from our friend Pylorns.
Oh, Pylorns down in Texas.
Man, he's, of course, one of the shop's closest, dearest friends. And gosh, I don't know what we would do.
He's like a cousin of the show. He is.
He is. So there's this little note in here, and it's got some little trinkets buried underneath some packing stuff. And this little note, in it written in his perfect little 12-year-old chicken scratch, it says, "Enjoy this bachelor wedding gift from your friends in Texas. Love the Austin Pipe Club, San Antonio Club, and Dallas Clubs." Mm. And it's from our friend James. And dude, James and the guys in Texas, they sent me a tin of aged Escudo. It's actually from October of 2016. A can of McClelland Christmas Cheer 2016, which of course, you know, you'll never find anything like that again. And then I cannot believe this. If you've listened to the show long enough, you know that the Sheraton pipes of the yesteryear are my favorite brand and have been for just a very long time. They're very dear to me. This shop has always been a Sheraton shop, and
yeah,
it's just a brand that's very close to my heart. And man, James and the guys in Texas, they gave me a Sheraton special pipe, a Lane era Sheraton.
Man.
It is a it's a special, it's kind of a Canadian style pipe, just beautiful flame and straight grain. The bird's eye all along the bottom is perfect. And man, the original stem on this is just in immaculate shape. I mean, it's just in stunning shape. And wow. So, man, I'm just so moved by it. It's got a real generous bowl, and it's been well taken care of. So, if you look really closely on the bottom, you can actually see the serial number that they stamped on the stem, which is something these bigger companies used to do, some of these blue blood companies. But, man, it's just a stunning pipe, and I'm just so moved by our friends in Texas and their generosity. So, hell of a way to celebrate a upcoming wedding. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really, really excited about it. Yeah. But anyway, thanks, fellas. That was really kind.
Good folks in Texas, man. They don't do it small up there. If they're gonna shower you with love,
go big or go home, man.
They do it up big. Well, hey, I wanted to kind of put something out there to the listeners. From time to time, we share a little bit about ourselves and kind of what's going on in our lives, what our interests are, and that sort of thing. And if you've listened for any stretch of time, you may have picked up on the fact that I am a fan of video games. I do enjoy video games.
No, that's right.
We both do. Bachelor Party involved a lot of video games, a lot of rock bands. Again, Twitter, @SquireRadio for John David singing Beatles Rock Band. But no,
I still cannot believe you put that on the interweb. That just blows my mind. Like, I mean, it could have been more damaging, but it turned out okay.
It was the least damaging thing I had.
No,
it was great.
Good. It was good.
But no, I'm a fan of video games and also a fan of pirates. And there is actually this new video game that's coming out to Xbox, to Microsoft PC, that's called Sea of Thieves. And it's essentially like a World of Warcraft, like open world type deal, but it's pirates. And it's in kind of the style of I mean, I forget what the game's name is, Tower Defense. I shouldn't even go
some
there.
Kind of,
I can't remember the name. But it looks like a lot of fun. And actually, you know, from a lot of their marketing material, I'm kind of expecting there to be some sort of tobacco element in it.
Yeah.
Be it from plundering a ship or you know, being able to equip a pipe on your pirate. But one way or the other, I did want to kind of put it out there. Man, we got a huge listening audience, and I know that there are other geeks out there like me. And so if you have any interest or if you're planning on getting this game, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. I know I put this out on Twitter, and a few of y'all have already messaged me. But I think it'd be really cool if we got a crew together and logged on. We could talk to each other and I think you do like a 5-man ship or something like that.
Okay.
Like somebody has to, you know, hoist the mainsail while the other keel hauls the poop deck I don't know what it is.
Don't ever say poop deck in my shop again, ever.
I'm not a maritime guy. I'm just saying that I like
the pirates. Mother with that mouth. No, that's great. That's great. You know, it's funny. I haven't been up on, you know, modern video games in a long time. We, you know, of course, back in high school and middle school, played just tons of N64 and all that stuff. I did get the Wii. That is, I think, the latest video game console I bought was the Wii, just so I could play, like,
why
the bowling.
Did you buy
the
Wii?
I just want to play, like, tennis and stuff, man. You
were
know?
You a kindergartner or an elderly person at the time?
I'm John David Cole. I've acted like a 90-year-old man my whole life.
And a kindergartner, simultaneously.
And a kindergartner, right.
Well,
I mean,
enough.
This right. So, no, man, it's, it's been cool, though, to see some of these games come along that are just so interactive. I don't know, there is part of that that makes me want to jump into something like that, but then there's another part of me that probably wins that is like, if you did that, you would be worthless because you're so undisciplined and you would sleep
you're
all day.
You're about to get married, you own a business.
I'm already kind of predisposed to be lazy, and so, like, you know, there's just not a, you know, the amount of Cheetos I can eat, I don't want to revisit that, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
that,
right. You got to be careful about it. No, honestly, I think I want to kind of get a community around it. It'll kind of hold me accountable to make sure I make the time to play games.
Yeah, no, so. That's good.
If y'all are interested, let me know. Could be a fun thing after Monday night's live broadcast that some of us jump on and play.
Yeah.
But just throwing that out there to the group. Man, we got some different events heading around this pipe world of ours.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. Of course, we've talked about it a few weeks before, and coming up very soon here, Saturday, April 7th at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, there will be a Pipe and Tobacco Expo from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's at the Holzhauser Building. Just follow the signs once you're there on the property. Actually, on April 6th, the day before, there's a Pipe Carver's Workshop, and that's from 5 to 9 at the Ramada Inn on Blue Ridge Road. So if you have any questions, contact Steve at gocsouth.com. Lots of great pipe smokers up there in the Tar Heel State, home of so much beautiful, delicious tobacco, and I know you'll have a great time.
That sounds like a lot of fun. One thing I want to make everybody aware of before we jump into the meat and potatoes of tonight's episode is that, of course, with John David's wedding coming up here in the very, very near future, the live show is going to take a 2-week hiatus. Not this week, but the week after next week. That being said, the podcast will not. We've got some great content planned, and we really think that you're going to be able to enjoy it. So for those of you who are don't necessarily go to the live show, but you just receive your podcast, you're not going to notice a difference whatsoever, except, well, those will be special episodes.
Yeah, sure.
But for those that do tune in live, just to kind of give you a heads up, there will be a two-week live hiatus during that time, as we wish John David, hopefully he'll be busy doing some other stuff. But anyway, man, we've got a fun night tonight, because this is another holiday special. In fact, it is one of the most sacred of holidays.
No, that's right.
Oh, I do remember. I believe this was the holiday where St. Patrick himself ran all the snakes out of Ireland or something like that. I can't right remember, but I think that was it. And so everybody got drunk. We all got drunk, and that's all we can remember about it.
No, that's right. That's right.
St. Patrick's
right.
Day, man.
It is. It's St. Patty's Day, dude. It's right here coming up this weekend. Dude, we're always excited. It's funny. This is a holiday in Jackson that we get into, right?
Yes.
Which is so weird. You know, there's not a lot to do in a town like Jackson, Mississippi. You come to the Country Squire, you smoke a pipe. We have several good restaurants. You can eat there. So really, you could smoke, get fat, or celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
all at the same time.
We actually, I try to do that every year. But yeah, man, just a great occasion. Lots of parades and stuff around the city, and just lots of festivities. And so anyway, you know, it's always fun to think about, okay, St. Patty's Day. There's obviously, you know, the great things that Peterson puts out.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those here in a little bit. But we wanted to just talk about green pipes for St. Patty's Day. Like, just there's so many options out there, and different ones that you may have not been familiar with or thought about. And a lot of folks aren't open to the idea of a green pipe. I had one person recently say, man, that pipe is just so garish to me. I had to go look up garish.
But
yeah, and you think about it, it's kind of in your face, maybe a little tacky depending on how you wear it and that kind of thing. But there's a lot of green pipes out there that are done right. And so, you know, we thought we'd explore that a little
garish,
bit.
Garish, to be as a gare would be, to be gare-like.
Gare-like. Use garish in a sentence. Garish is a word.
Yeah, right. Wow. But no, you know, it is interesting because, of course, the pipe is very, I mean, like, if you think of, and I'm not saying this to offend either any of our Irish or Catholic listeners, especially not our Irish Catholic listeners. But if you do think about what
they like beat you with rulers.
Yeah,
and
you got to be careful with that. but if you think about kind of what the common folk, like, you know, the casual celebrator of St. Patrick's Day, what they associate around this time of year, you get your shamrocks and you got your leprechauns. Again, Irish people, I'm sorry, I'm not trying not trying to say that. I'm just saying that some people do think.
No, that's right. That's right.
But when you see a leprechaun, you think a pot of gold, you think of the green suit with the hat,
yep,
and you think of a pipe.
That's right.
It goes directly in, much like Frosty and Santa Claus are best depicted with a pipe, so too the leprechaun of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, I don't really know where the green pipe tradition came from. I mean, I think it was one of those things probably pushed and, you know, initiated by Peterson, which would make a lot of sense. But a green pipe, that's just such a strange color to put on a pipe, right? And we think of pipes, we think of natural colors, you know, if it's got a stain on it at all, typically, you know, something that's kind of a light brown so you can still see some of the grain or something like that. Certainly a rusticated pipe, we don't think of those necessarily as different colors, things of that nature, but it's just something eventually that kind of evolved and has become a, you know, just a time-honored tradition using those green pipes this time of year. And folks have found other brands that they like as well, and so we're going to talk about a few of those tonight.
Oh, yes, the Shamrock Shakes of the pipe world. What do you got there? Like, I can't wait to dive in and see what you got.
The Shamrock Shake of the pipe world.
It only comes around once a year. Yep. It's a limited time only.
No, that's right. That's right. I kind of want a Shamrock Shake now.
We should be drinking that.
Like Jim Gaffigan said, you know, like how do we know it's St. Patty's Day without the Shamrock Shake? Hey, I don't know.
Jim taught us.
So the first one I'll mention tonight is, it's funny, you know, you don't really think of Italians when you think of St. Patty's Day or Ireland.
Right.
But, man, Savinelli, they make some outstanding green pipes. And so we wanted to mention a couple of those tonight. Savinelli, of course, just a tremendous company. They're the best-selling pipe we have here at the Country Squire, and probably one of the largest brands on the American market, I would think. Certainly one of the most plugged into the pipe scene and very supportive of pipe communities and things of that nature. So, man, a pipe they came out with not too long ago, it's called the Arco Baleno. I'm sure I'm butchering that. Arco Baleno.
And, it sounds Italian.
It does. And it's that means rainbow in Italian. It's really nice.
Okay,
and so the Arco Baleno, it's just a very simple pipe. It comes in blue, brown, green, and red. And anytime Savinelli makes a pipe that has a red finish, you need to think orange, okay? So they call it red trust me, it's orange. Like every time Savinelli makes a pipe that's red, that it's an orange pipe. Just know that.
For anyway, context, I mean, because everybody sees colors differently. The shirt that you're wearing is...
This is red.
Okay, all right. So your eyesight is correct. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, this is an orange pipe, yeah. But,
gotcha.
But yeah, so Arco Bueno, man, just a great, simple little pipe. They come in most of Savinelli's favorite shapes that are available. And just has a very simple stain. It comes in kind of a soft gloss finish, not a real high gloss finish. You know, a lot of these companies do super high gloss. I think of a lot of the newer Chacombs that we have in the shop or some of the newer Stanwells that are be putting out. This is just a very, simple gloss, which is really kind of subdued, but just a nice deep green. It does take the 6mm filter, which is, of course, optional in most Savinelli pipes. And then it has just a little metal silver-colored band right there around the center of it. So, you know, I've never been a huge fan of Savinelli's rustication. And this is something that, you know, they have rusticated pipes, obviously, and they have smooth pipes. They don't do a lot of sandblasted pipes under the $200 price point. Pretty much anything you're going to find in a Savinelli under a $200 price point is going to be rusticated, not sandblasted. They just don't do a lot of that, which is kind of fascinating to me.
Is it cheaper to rusticate than it is to sandblast?
You know, I've actually never really understood, because I would think the rustication might even be harder,
Because, it would have to,
for
my ignorant brain, I'm just imagining somebody there with, a thing going through and,
That's right. That's right. But the thing about it is, and I think the thing that makes sandblasting sometimes more exclusive, and probably what Savinelli's thinking here, is they save some of their better briar and better grain for sandblasting, because the blast itself actually reveals grain that's not visible, whereas a rustication, you're just kind of adding divots or carvings or designs to the exterior of the pipe. The sandblast, you know, it's actually removing material and exposing grain there. Generally, if it's really high quality grain, it's going to have these waves and this ring grain that we call it, that's really beautiful. But anyway, all that to say, the Arco Bueno, it comes in the smooth and the rusticated. This pipe that is going to, for the smooth variety, be around 125. The rusticated, again, I'm not a big fan of Savinelli's rustication, even though, you know, if you've listened to the show long enough, you know I'm a total fanboy of Savinelli, just hook, line, and sinker. I'm that guy. I believe in their products, I was wearing one of their shirts yesterday. I mean, that's just who I, you know, I'm in the grocery store wearing a Savinelli shirt, and people in Jackson, Mississippi are like, "What's a Savelli?" Literally, you know, that's the kind of thing
that's
they
that
ask
That's that new
me.
Italian pop singer.
That's right. I didn't know we had a restaurant called that here in town. But yeah, so anyway, just a great pipe. I would recommend the smooth one. An alligator pipe from Savinelli. Now, this is another pipe, and gosh, I wish I had one on me tonight that I could show you, Bo. And you've probably seen one here in the shop before, but alligator pipes from Savinelli, it's one of their, I wouldn't say oldest lines, but gosh, it's just been around a while, so you kind of think about it being in the Savinelli world for quite a while now. But man, it's just so cool what they've done. They've actually taken kind of this alligator reptilian skin and kind of superimposed it on the briar. And so it's just this, if you've never seen a Savinelli alligator, man, you need to see one in person. See one in person. They're just really outstanding pipes and have always been lookers, man. They just, they catch the eye. They're so interesting.
So how, you say they superimpose?
Well, no, they're basically carving that print onto the pipe, but it's just kind of that print of the texture of the alligator skin right on the pipe there.
That is awesome.
So they're beautiful. You know, Mrs. Reeves, who hired me here at the Squire and taught me so much of what I know, man, that was one of her favorite pipes. And it's funny, for a very sophisticated older lady who, you know, at the time was 90 years old and came up in a different, very genteel, sophisticated Southern way, you know.
Classic. Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. This was one of her favorite pipes. And she just, she always had a full tray of, you know, of the Savinelli alligators, man, here at the Squire.
How much do those typically go for?
So they're going to be between a 130 and 140.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. They vary depending on the finish. But the green one typically goes for 130. Of course, if you're getting an alligator pipe, it just makes sense to kind of have a green alligator pipe, right? Which makes a lot of sense. But they also come in the blue, brown, green, and red. And again, red, think orange. And several shapes. Now, what Savinelli has done on their alligator series pipes is they have kind of saved some of the more popular shapes back from this line. They don't really use, you don't see a lot of alligator 320s. You don't see a lot of, you know, the big bowl, I forget the numbers, but is it the 111, like the big bowl billiard that's very popular, or some of those, the, you know, Zulu pipes that you see. They're just not, they save the pipes in the Alligator series by Savinelli tend to be kind of a, you know, they're just not some of their more common shaves. There's a few in there. But anyway, probably the most beloved one that we've seen here at the shop has been the 614, the Umpal, which of course is just a beautiful Savinelli. Comes in the green, just real brilliant. And the stem on that pipe just really shines because it's also green acrylic and just really pops out.
Man, all right. So I got to tell you, I saw kind of thumbing through some of the pictures and everything online of these things. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, I want that. But I don't think I could pull it off.
No, I don't
either.
You know
what I mean? Like, I feel like it would have to be a special, and that's, I guess, the whole theme of this episode, but it would almost, have to be a special occasion pipe.
A special occasion. Yeah. If this is your St. Patty's Day pipe, like, man, you found it. You know what I mean?
And I mean, you could rock that in New Orleans. See, that's the thing. Like, you could take that down to New Orleans and everything, get some gator sausage, some gumbo and everything. That'd be a good pipe to have.
There's not a lot you can't rock in New Orleans.
That's true.
Like, we'll just leave it at that. So other pipes, man, these are some cool pipes that used to be a little easier to find in the United States, but aren't as much anymore. Parinelli, this is a small Italian brand that, man, just doesn't have a big market share here in the United States, but they're one of those that have been around a while. They use Sardinian briar, which is kind of interesting, but they have a whole line of pipes called the Colorific pipes, okay? And so you used to be able to find these more often. Actually, when I started working here at the shop, gosh, this was several years ago, we had an entire display of Parinelli Colorific pipes. And the first pink pipe I ever sold was a Parinelli Colorific. It was it was pretty impressive. But they have a variety. You can find some green tones in a lot of their pipes. They've got a Euro camo pipe, which is really cool. It's like, imagine.
Euro camo?
It's just like a funky camo, and that's it.
I thought maybe camouflage in Europe be different from, like, in camouflage in London, it might just be, you might look like, you know, 30 elderly gentlemen all apologizing to each other. You know, or if you're in France, you just look like a beignet with a long cigarette sticking out of it.
Right, right.
And I'm just offending all of our European listeners tonight.
That's right. I mean, let's pull out the big guns. That's great.
So if you're in Spain.
Right. You know what? Let's pivot back towards Parinelli pipe. And so, beautiful pipes, the Parinellis. These are pipes that just, the colors are just nuts on them. They are, you know, we talked about the gloss on some of these pipes earlier, you know, how some of them are more shiny, brilliant, real lacquered looking, and the Parinellis are like that. They're going to have that more lacquered look to them where they're just really, really bright. You see that now in a lot of pipes. I'm recently noticing this more with Chacon pipes. They put that real heavy lacquer on the outside of them just to really make them sparkle, which is kind of I like it. Some people don't. They think it's a little maybe too plasticky or something, that is going to wear down a little bit over time. But anyway, the Parinelli Colorific pipes are pretty cool. Genod pipes, G-E-N-O-D, these are out of St. Claude, France. This is a very old name in pipe making, but they have a kind of a newer iteration of their pipes that have come around here over the past, 15 years now, 10, 15 years. And so these are hand-finished pipes, very inexpensive nowadays. You can find them. There are some on the market that are very expensive, but the ones that are available mostly on the U.S. market are going to be around that $100 range. But man, they make a brilliant green. It is cool, man. It's one of the brightest, still classiest greens I've seen on the market yet. And really, if you look at the Genod pipe, it's got some of that shiny lacquerness, but it's a little toned down from what you might find like in the Parinelli. And so just a real beautiful pipe. It's one of those that you'll find them in billiards and church wardens. And it doesn't even have a line associated with the green finish. It's just the, you know, one of their pipes. And you'll see as you search for them, just a green pipe. But something you're not going to find a lot of in the United States, but if you work hard, you can get your hands on them.
Now, you said lacquer a couple of times. I mean, is that the method in which all of these pipes become green? Is lacquer, I mean,
well, no.
Again, pardon my ignorance, is that the substance that's being used, or is that the process that's being used?
Yeah, so again, the color from the pipe, and again, I'm not a pipe maker, but the color from your pipes is going to come from the stain you're actually applying to the wood, right? And so when we talk about lacquer or some type of the shininess on the outside of the pipe, we're generally talking about like some type of lacquer or clear coat that has been put on the outside of the pipe. Now, classic pipe makers and some of the most sophisticated pipe makers in the world, they're going to turn their nose up at that immediately. Because when you put that kind of finish or varnish or something on the outside of a pipe, you're applying a film that is not going to allow the pipe to breathe the way it should. And so there's you've got a whole line of thinking where we would avoid that kind of thing, right? right? And so most of your real premium pipe makers are going to avoid that. But, you know, you'll see kind of in this $50 to $200 price range, you'll see some of that. You'll see some of that applied. And what it does, you know, obviously these are folks that are marketers, they're trying to sell pipes. And so, you know, that real high gloss on a pipe, it really does kind of make it stand out. Yeah. And so, and you know, over time, some of that wears down. It's not as, not as obtrusive to your vision, but it's one of those things. It's a personal preference thing. I only own a couple of pipes that have that real high gloss, lacquered look to them. They don't seem to smoke that bad or anything. So I've never really noticed a difference, but you know, your purists are going to tell you, certainly your purist, pipe makers are going to tell you to avoid some of that.
So you trade a little function for style, but just that's a part little of
it. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the idea.
And worth it for the style.
I think that's the idea, particularly if you want a green pipe and something to really, really stand out. And of course, we couldn't talk about green pipes if we didn't eventually come around to Peterson. And so Peterson, of course, the beloved pipe maker from Dublin, it's been around for just you know, so many years. And of course, we sold them here at the Country Squire for a long time. And so
'tis the reason for the season, honestly.
It is, man.
If not for these pipes, why would we even have an episode?
Exactly. No, that's it. And, you know, they just make such a beautiful pipe. I don't know where the idea of the green pipe came from, but I'm sure a brilliant person over at Peterson said, oh, we've got a whole holiday surrounded, around this. And we happen to be from Ireland, and there's a lot of Irish people overseas, and I bet we could sell a lot of these pipes.
They own this holiday, man. They do.
Yeah. Man, in the pipe world, they really do. And man, some beautiful pipes. You know, the Racing Green pipe is one of their most sought after pipes in the green finish. It's got just a real vibrant green. It's not going to have that super gloss that some of the other ones I mentioned do, but it is a brighter green. It's definitely not a matte finish, which is really nice. It comes with a kind of a shiny black stem. I think those stems they're using on that now, I need to look into that. I think those stems are either a very hard ebonite or a soft acrylic. I'm not sure, but it's not the old ebonite that they were using a couple years ago. I know they switched to some kind of new material now, but it's a black stem with just a real kind of brilliant, vibrant green finish there on the pipe. And of course, the sterling silver band. Those are very simple pipes. They're pipes that are not, the shapes aren't crazy or anything. It does come in a churchwarden variety. You can find it in the in a spigot variety where it's got sterling army mount on both sides, which is really handy. But, the green, Racing Green Peterson is just such a beautiful pipe. And one of those that is sought after, particularly in that churchwarden shade. Yeah, it's real beautiful. They have recently been pushing this Valencia line. Retails for about $150, and it's a similar style to the Racing Green pipes, but these pipes are actually small. These are all compact pipes that are like 5 inches and under. So small frame.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They come in a small calabash, a small tankard, a small billiard, and I think there might be a Belge or a Cuddy in there. But cool little tiny shapes. These are pocket pipes.
And bowls to match, I would imagine.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And so you've got a small bowl pipe. It's green on green, which is really cool. The stem is green. And the bowl itself is green.
Yeah,
so
cool, yeah.
The green stem, what Peterson does, they use a really highly metallic acrylic to make the stems for this particular pipe. And then they put that real shiny silver aluminum Peterson stamp there on the side, which just really, really makes it sparkle. And then, of course, the sterling silver band. And so these pipes are expensive for how big of a pipe you get, because these are your small pipes, you know. And for $150, you're like, man, that's a tiny pipe for $150. But, you're getting a good pipe. It is harder to make a green stain also that is worth something. A lot of colors you'll see, they just have trouble making quality stains to go with certain colors. And so that's why a lot of stains you just won't find on pipes, because they don't make a good pipe stain. You know, it don't hold up to heat and that kind of thing. I don't know the science behind that or anything, but I know that there has been a lot of trouble with different colored stains before. And green is one of those colors.
Yeah.
For this year in particular, we, of course, you know, we have our St. Paddy's Day pipe, which they came out with for 2018.
Oh, it's a beautiful pipe.
I love these pipes. They're so pretty. And it's an Army Mount pipe. It's got a kind of a yellow acrylic stem that just plugs in that Army Mount fashion. It comes in, you know, a lot of their more popular shapes there. And this is a matte green finish. And one thing about this pipe, they have had some issues with the stain on this particular
pipe.
Now, so there's been a lot of folks, of course, that have sent pictures in of their Peterson 2018 St. Patty's Day pipes bubbling up and that kind of thing. One thing to know about that, Peterson generally covers that kind of stuff, and so if that happens, you'll at least have some customer service on your side, which is nice.
Good,
but
yeah.
Sterling Band, just real beautiful pipe. And of course, those come in, you know, all kinds of shapes.
Oh man! All right, yeah. So you know,
it's real pretty.
I think about these style pipes and everything, and it really is. I mean, you know, it's even got the little shamrock on the base
there, right?
And everything.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, I think about this. Man, this is. I would only smoke this pipe once a year. But
yeah.
Then I think about it, I'm like, you know, in my collection, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like this, like there's pipes that I probably haven't smoked in over a year.
Yeah. No, that's
so
right.
So if I'm only smoking it one day a year, it's already
pretty good.
Bumped up in my collection in terms of it's in rotation.
No, it's exactly right. You know, I'm the same way. Yeah.
Right?
It's just funny to think about that.
Man, yeah. Okay, so this is dangerous. Now I'm starting to think maybe I should go into 2018 with a goal to get like a holiday pipe for every single holiday.
I know a very trustworthy person that would sell you one for every holiday.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt you'd find somebody. Oh, man.
So a couple of things. Of course, we you know, opened this episode talking about green pipes,
yeah.
Of course, and this is an episode about green pipes. But, you know, you heard me mention a couple of times the orange pipes from Savinelli.
Yes.
And if you are one of those diehard Irish Protestants that is very very committed to wearing orange on St. Patty's Day instead of wearing green, that's a thing, by the way. If you aren't familiar with that, you know, typically in you know, Irish culture, again, very ignorant point of view that I'm coming from here, but broad brush strokes, you know, we associate green with the Catholic Irish and orange with the Protestant Irish. And so if you're very hardcore into the you know dimension, bringing orange, you know, you want to have orange,
sure,
on St. Patty's Day, a couple of those beautiful Savinelli pipes really are just a brilliant orange, particularly the alligator. If you get the alligator red, you're getting an orange pipe. I mean, that is an orange pipe, and it is beautiful. Another one I'll mention too is the Clark's Favorite from Savinelli. That Clark's Favorite, it has the hottest stem on the market, man. It is like a swirled orange and brown, man. It's just like a tiger eye. I mean, it is sweet. They named that after Clark Gable. It's kind of
okay. I was wondering.
Yeah, it's a, you know, they have that Favorite series, the Bing's Favorite, Clark's Favorite,
right,
and Ginger's Favorite. This is kind of probably the longest of those, maybe that and the Ginger's Favorite. But it's got just a really beautiful kind of brown, black, and orange stem, which is just really stunning. And every time we get one in the shop, it sells very quickly because they're beautiful. So anyway, just some options for you. We thought we'd explore some green and orange pipes, and you know, it's St. Patty's Day, so why not?
Oh, you got to do it. Well, so the brilliant thing is that, you know, we've talked about a lot of different pipes, and you know, you're sitting there, you're counting up your dollars because you want to get every single one of these green pipes. But unless you hit that rainbow that's going to take you all the way to your pot of gold, then you know, you might need to budget it out. But the great thing is, there's also a very, very affordable way to have a St. Patrick's Day pipe.
That's exactly right.
And that's powered by the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go stop what you're doing right now, and you got to order this. Make sure head down to your local shop, wherever you get your Missouri Meerschaum pipes, and get the Great Dane Spool corncob pipe. You're going to flip it upside down. You're going to paint it green and put a nice, like, black ring right where the rim and the bowl meet.
Yeah.
And you have got yourself a leprechaun hat pipe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't. That's fantastic.
That's what you do.
He could have the face and everything, his little hat where the spindle on the Great Dane, it kind of bulges out. There's your hat, and then you have your little guy, and he could even be smoking a pipe if you wanted to.
That takes it to a whole nother level.
That's just, man, that's like that Inception movie I saw one time.
So that's the beauty of the Missouri Meerschaum pipes. Very affordable, but really, really good quality smoke. Amazing corncob pipes. And also, I mean, really a blank canvas for those that want to do some custom work. So, you know, until my pot of gold lands my side of the rainbow, then my best way to probably get those holiday pipes is by customizing a good bit of the Missouri Meerschaum pipes. But hey, if you've got a Missouri Meerschaum, specifically the Great Dane Spool, smoke it this week. Take a picture of yourself, tweet it into us. We love to retweet those out to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know that we thank them for sponsoring this show.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man. Pipe question of the week.
Yeah.
I know this is kind of an interesting one. This is a little bit of a different one. This comes in from Dan. Dan, of course, created Design Pipes. He says, "Hi, John, David, and Bo. Sorry to ask a more serious question, but I'd like to get your thoughts on moderation in drinking. After leaving a church denomination that forbade tobacco and alcohol that I served for 20 years, I've joyfully entered into the experience of craft beer and, quote, brown water. That would be whiskey. And
yeah, in Jackson, we have to you know, clarify. Are we talking about tap water or
right, or
whiskey? Right.
right, not the reservoir. As a Christian, I'm aware of the scripture's commands to avoid drunkenness, so I'm generally a one-and-done drinker. As men of faith, how do you navigate this issue and enjoy spirits, yet in biblical moderation? This is not a trolling question, but an honest and sincere inquiry from a brother who is middle-aged and learning to enjoy alcohol responsibly. Thank you for your thoughts and for the wonderful podcast community you've created. In Christ, Dan. And again, that's he's got his company Creators Design Pipes.
Hey,
what a great question to be asked right after your bachelor party and as we go
and
into
right
St. Patrick's Day.
Right before St. Patrick's Day, right? Yeah. Well, this is interesting. And
God's
of course,
providence
you know,
on that one.
Well, and yeah, we talk about, you know, we're open on the show kind of about, you know, our beliefs and, you know, where we come from, although we hope, you know, we certainly don't repel people with it, I guess. But, you know, we try to be vulnerable and authentic and all that, you know, just as we should be. Any healthy person should be. So, yeah, and it's interesting because, of course, this is not talking about pipes here, this question from our friend Dan. But, you know, the same kind of thing, of course, can
stigma.
Be stigma, yeah. Need for moderation, for kind of checking yourself, you know, not just from the Christian perspective, but from, I think, just a kind of the healthy human perspective, right? We don't want to let any worldly thing, you know, lord over us, I guess. And so, the, you know, the tobacco and your pipe goes right along with this, right? And so as a as someone who does happen to be a believer and also is in the tobacco industry, that's where the rubber meets the road for someone like us. You know, it's like, how do we enjoy this? It's, again, just, you know, from my perspective, a goodness of God's creation that he's gifted to us to enjoy in moderation, and something that, you know, is really beautiful. It breeds community and, you know, intimacy and all these other wonderful things. And it's just, you know, tastes good and it's fun. And so, you know, how do we enjoy this responsibly, you know, and also respect other people's thoughts on that kind of thing. And so, you know, in some Christian culture, there is the forbiddance of, you know, tobacco and alcohol to some degree. And for a lot of those folks, you know, I think, again, some people just can't handle it at all, and so maybe abstinence from all these things is the best way to go. And so, you know, if that's your conscience, you know, we encourage you to do that. I tend to come from it from, you know, if you're talking about me and then alcohol in particular, Bo and I are not theologians. We're just, you know, two rednecks that like to smoke pipes and talk about it on iTunes. And you're not a redneck anyway.
But yeah, I'm from Mississippi.
You are from Mississippi, so, you know, you are by osmosis. And yeah, you know, but anyway, my whole key on this deal is maintaining some element of control, okay? And I kind of let that go towards pipe tobacco, cigars, even cigarettes, any kind of alcohol, whiskey, beer. I just want to be in control. I don't want to be a slave to anything, okay? That's my point. That's why the Country Squire, you know, when I started working here, and of course for years we didn't do this anyway, but I also kind of renewed this commitment. You know, here at the Squire, we don't sell a lot of cigarette products. We sell one rolling tobacco that people come in and can buy by the ounce as a rolling tobacco. It's a shag cut Virginia, real clean. And then we also sell the Nat Sherman's and Dunhill cigarettes. But we, you know, we consciously, intentionally here at the Squire don't sell cigarettes because, you know, I don't want people to become a slave to that kind of thing. You know what I mean? And if you smoke them, if that's your thing, man, that is great. And I wish you the best in that. That's just not something that we want to be involved in. And I think that slavery kind of thing, you know, comes, I don't want to give my affections over to something that, you know, can have control over me, if, you know, if it's just for a night or on a regular basis. And so, you know, I kind of get to the point with alcohol. You know, if your policy is one and done, I think that's great. If it's a two or three and done, you know, whatever you can handle, you have to know yourself, obviously. But for me, whether it's with alcohol or tobacco or really anything, we talk about eating or, you know, video games. I mean, anything can be addictive if you give your heart to it, right? That's the idea here. What is your, you know, you quickly find out where your heart lies by what you're pouring the most energy and time into in your life, right? we love pipes. We talk about them. That, you know, I pay the bills, you know, in the pipe world, and this is a part of who I am. But you know, I don't want to give my heart over to it so much that it's my Lord. And the same thing with booze, right? Same thing with you know, with green beer on St. Patty's Day or Boodles on my bachelor party, you know. And so yeah, so I don't know, just some thoughts. I know that's a really that's probably one of the most different pipe questions of the week we've gotten. And frankly, it wasn't a pipe question. It was just kind of a general
good listener question,
morality, you and know, from the listener question. Well, but yeah. But then also, of course, Dan's a great friend of both the show and the shop, and man, we're so thankful for him. But you know, this is very applicable in the tobacco realm as well. You know, we don't want people to give themselves over to something to where you know, it controls them. For the believer, there's only one place for that, and you know, that place, you know, Bo and I would be happy to talk to you about some other time when we don't, you know, feel like we're trying to proselytize too much without,
right,
you know, but
right, right.
But you know that, but you know, for, but you know, giving your heart over to something, you know, you just want to be careful with that kind of thing. So that's enough thoughts. But yeah, interesting question, Dan. I think you know, that's something that everyone has their own line, and hopefully we do an okay job upholding ours. So
yeah, you have to remember too that we're here down in Mississippi, which is like Southern Baptist country. And so,
yeah,
we growing
that's
up
right.
and hearing that, you know, Jesus turned the water into grape juice.
Right. No, I know.
And then the argument.
It was fantastic grape juice.
And then the argument changes like, well, okay, so it was wine, but it wasn't very strong. It's like, well, then, okay, but they wanted more of it because it wasn't very strong.
Because it wasn't very strong. Yeah.
But anyway.
And it's been interesting in our culture, both, you know, in the pipe shop here at the Squire, to see some of that, right? We've got some, I love our Catholic and, you know, Orthodox and Anglican friends. They just come in, they're like, where's the booze and where's the tobacco, you know?
Right.
But then we've got these kind of sheepish, yeah, you know, some of the guys that come from more stricter traditions that come in and kind of, you know, they
wearing
come in with
hat,
their, when their hat and their sunglasses
coat.
On, yeah, and they're like, do you sell pipe tobacco and all this? And I'm
wasn't here.
Man, you don't have to be ashamed. You know, that's good. You're among friends. And, you know, it's, yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. I think, you know, people kind of, once they realize just the liberty that comes with some of that, I go back to, gosh, this has been a lot more theological than I intended, but I go back to, you know, go back to Peter, you know, take and eat. It's just like, well, you know, we don't want to overdo, you know, eating all these different things and drinking all these different things and smoking all these different things. But, you know, that's there could be some good there. And yeah, there's some liberty in that, too. So anyway, that's all I'll say.
I'll also encourage you to check out in the archives. I know that that Dan is a club member. And so anybody else that's a club member or a patron, check back in the archives if you're interested in hearing more. To we've got an episode, Smoking to the Glory of the God. Smoking and Drinking to the Glory of God. We've also got the Separating the Stigma episodes, I think would all be applicable in this instance.
Yeah.
So check out those in
yeah,
the
that's
archives.
Right. No, that's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great question, Dan. And hey, if you've got a pipe question or just a question for us, show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that's show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
All right, man. We got some quick fire questions in. We're actually continuing the quick fire questions sent in by Benjamin. And quick fire questions is brought to us by the Tent Society. More about them in just a second.
Love those guys, man.
All right, man. So this is, as you recall from last week, Benjamin sent in some quick fire questions related to history. And these are specifically areas of history that we want to learn more about or wish that we'd learn more about.
Right.
All right. You ready for this?
Yep.
Ancient Africa or ancient Mesopotamia?
Mesopotamia. Man, what? Didn't you go to private school?
I'm dyslexic.
You paid good money for all
I'm
that.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, I probably, on this one, we had an ancient Africa versus another one earlier, I think, but or maybe last week. But on this particular one, I'm probably going to go with Mesopotamia, just because that's the cradle of kind of everything modern, you know, civilization. I don't know, not just modern ancient civils. I mean, that's just kind of where civilization began. You know, so I don't know. I'd probably have to go with that.
It's good. I'm still on like a Black Panther kick after the movie that I've seen twice, but I probably want to see it a third time before it's out of theaters.
Yeah,
and so it's got me into kind of like this whole like tribal history in Africa and everything. So I'm definitely going to say ancient Africa.
Okay.
All right. Next up, history of medicine or history of weaponry?
I would probably go with the history of weaponry.
Oh, all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the history of medicine is very fascinating, but
it's gruesome, man. Yeah. Like the history of medicine, like, you know, you think of, all right, you might look at the two and be like, oh, medicine, you know, good, weapons bad, or something of that nature. One an aggregator, one a healer. That's not the case, man. The history of medicine is dirty.
Yeah. Like, no, absolutely.
Really, really messed up. With the sacrifices that took us to the modern age of medicine is insane. And
we
also
should bring back leeches. Don't you think?
Well, that's still a thing, isn't it?
Surely not.
I think it is.
Okay, let's talk about something.
All right, well, one way or the other. Weaponry is cool, man. Especially like, all right, so I remember in Memphis, there was a whole art showing of like the history of weaponry. I think that was actually what it was called. And you went through and they had all of these different like spears and swords. And there was one in particular that like really spoke to my wife. It was like a sword. It was kind of like shaped like a machete in terms of like the width of it and everything.
Yeah, sure.
But it was a hand like that was like pointing essentially. So the bottom of the hand would have been the blade and then the fingers were there. But anyway, so they determined that this was like some sort of Amazonian sword because the fingernails were painted or something of that nature. It was really fascinating. And like my wife was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. The sword speaks to me. I want this sword. But anyway, no,
give
me
the sword.
I'm all about that ancient weaponry, man. And then, then you got like the,
I love that you just can't say weaponry.
Well, I dyslexic. the catapults, you know, anyway. All right.
it's brilliant, man.
All right. Hopefully I'll get these two next, right? History of pipes or history of cigars?
Well, that one's obvious. Pipe smoking is it's dear to me, you know, but also the history of pipe smoking.
But what do you want to learn more about, though?
I'd like to learn more about the history of pipe smoking.
Okay, you haven't...
Not just from a personal, you know, interest level, but also just to be better at my job, you know? And not just that, I mean, even, you know, we talk about pipe smoking, you know, and it was incredibly important to the you know, building up of our way of life, Western civilization, America. Mm. I mean, for good and bad, right? I mean, there's a lot there that I think deserves to be looked into. So, history of pipe smoking, man. Bring it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, cigars are interesting. Well, are they cigars? All
no, of course they are. Yeah, they are. Wow, we love cigars.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough.
Bring on the pipe.
Bring on the pipes. All right. Those are some great quickfire questions. Again, that came in from Benjamin McMullen. And quickfire questions are brought to you by the Tin Society.
Yes.
If you've not checked out tinsociety.com yet, you need to. This is an awesome online service where you can get premium pipe tobacco samplings brought to your door every single month. For those of you who you hear about different tins online, you hear about different tobaccos on the forums, be it on the show or everywhere else, you might be a little nervous about committing. And like, this speaks to me specifically because I've got a cellar of tobaccos that I'm terrified to open because I don't know if I'll like them or not.
That's right.
And so this is a great way to expand your palate, figure out what you like. And if you haven't checked them out again, it is tinsociety.com. And when you use the code SQUIRE, you actually get 20% off on your first month's service. So it's a great, great service. We really, really appreciate them for sponsoring the show. And again, that's tinsociety.com. Use the code SQUIRE for 20% off at tinsociety.com.
Yeah, great, great service.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
All right, man, listener feedback. We've got some great listener feedback in. The first one is from A Wanamaker.
Yes, on iTunes.
On iTunes. What did Wanamaker have to say?
He says, great information, cool hosts. Man, that's...
What?
We need that.
What is he watching?
I know, right. You're right. let's see. This has quickly become my favorite podcast. It's taught me a lot about pipes, tobacco, and culture. The hosts are affable and incredibly knowledgeable. I particularly like that the show is family-friendly, mostly.
Mostly.
I can listen to it with the kids around and not have to worry about any uncouth language, mostly. Thank you, Bo and JD, for putting out such a fine quality show. I will be listening whenever I can. Man, A Wanamaker on iTunes, thanks so much, brother. We really appreciate you for those comments.
Language is fine. Is it because I said poop deck earlier?
You did say poop deck.
That's a thing.
No, you're right.
It's a thing on a boat, I think.
It Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Next one up, man, we also got one from Doug Owen. This is great. This is actually a follow-up to your story that you had about the customer not buying anything.
Yeah, Doug's course, actually written in before.
Yeah. And so Butch twisting this guy's arm. So what did Doug
says this is a follow-up on John David's story about the customer not buying anything, and then our friend Butch twisting his arm. JD, can I borrow Butch Arthur for the summer? Man, I cannot tell you how many times I have had the same conversation with a prospective customer. Now, to be clear, Doug is also a tobacconist. He works in a shop, sells pipes. This is someone that, you know, you don't want to walk into their shop, ask them all these questions about pipes, and then pull out your iPhone and order
online
and order it from someone else, right? That's just, let's just have some respect here, right? And so he says, I cannot tell you how many times I've had the same conversation with a prospective customer. The vast majority of my clientele are great guys and gals, but once in a while, you get the one that just does not make the casual connection between purchasing an item in your store and your ability to stay in business and pay bills. I don't really think they make that connection in their heads. Yeah, I agree, Doug. I think it's kind of an unconscious thing. They may be thinking about guys like you and me as fellow pipe smokers with a lot of expertise, and it never crosses their mind that it is important for us to make a living at this as well. As have a good time doing it. Anyway, that's my take on it. I just take it in stride, grit my teeth, and keep on puffing. And Doug, man, good comments, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, that look, we live in a environment where, you know, it's just I don't know, you know, if you're going to come to a shop like the Squire or your establishment, man, I mean, you're you know, you may pay a couple bucks more, but the guy behind the counter is hopefully going to respect you, teach you how to smoke a pipe, and you'll have a lot more community here than you know, maybe you will elsewhere. So anyway,
absolutely,
that's part of it, man. Yeah. I'll never forget the way Butch looked at that guy, because he came in, I'd been talking about my Bing's Favorite a lot on air, and you know, it is still to this day, you know, one of my favorite pipes. And so, you know, and if you missed the episode that we're referring to here, this guy came in, he you know, wanted to see my personal Bing's Favorite. So I showed it to him, and then he he was looking at it. He's like, man, I really, really like this. And instead of asking me to order him one, or if I had one in stock, he said that they had them on sale at another retailer, and that he was going to go buy one. And Butch just looked at him, and I could just tell something in his eyes. He wasn't going to get away. He wasn't going to let the guy get away with that, you know. So if he was going to do that, he was at least going to be shamed.
Man.
Yeah. And
Butch is going to Hulk out.
And so every decent pipe shop needs a good cheerleader like Butch.
That's good, man. All right, and then finally, and I should have mentioned this at the top of the show, but this came in from Jim Nelson, and it was actually this weekend. He said, the results are in Country Squire, the horse.
Yeah, dude, we're following the Country Squire, the horse.
The horse.
Right.
He says, takes fourth place in the seventh race at Gulfstream Park.
Gulfstream Park.
The Superfecta. I don't know what that means. Pays nearly $300.
Okay.
What is the Superfecta?
I don't know. Wait, we need some horse racing you know, more experts. Knowledgeable people to come on and tell us. But there is a horse. Its name is Country Squire, and it is the most brilliant equine specimen known to human history.
Equine. The words like equine, that's why the kids can't listen.
Known to horse history. and we all need to be pulling for, encouraging, sending all of our good wishes and thoughts to our horse friend, the Country Squire, which placed fourth. Gulfstream Park.
Should we make some sort of deal? Like if Country Squire pulls out on top, we send the jockey like some tobacco or something.
I think
we should.
Yeah.
We
need to have something where, you know, we know some kind of incentive,
yeah,
right?
Let
and something
know.
For the horse, right? Well, I don't know. We'll send him some oats or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course.
Whatever's farthest away from glue. We don't want glue.
Yeah, that's
involved.
The opposite. Yeah. That's the opposite. All right, man. Well,
it's so off.
Look, we want to thank everybody for all that wonderful feedback. We love getting that feedback in. And if you would like to send us some, we'd really appreciate it. show@countrysquireradio.com is the email address. Also, you can follow us over on the iTunes. You can write us reviews. Just search for Country Squire Radio. Even if you don't listen on iTunes, it's a great way to help support the show, and it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Now, if you are willing to send a few dimes, we don't have have a butch that can hang out at your house to let you know how important it is to support what you love. But we can tell you it's very, very important. If you enjoy this show, help make it happen. Head over to CountrySquireRadio.com, click on Join the Club. For those of you who are able to support the show, $3 and $5 an episode membership gets you into the club. For those that just want to support at $1 an episode, you're not necessarily part of the club, but you are part of making the show happen. So we really, really greatly appreciate it. Plus, every single patron gets access to that full archive of Country Squire Radio episodes. So a lot of the episodes I think I mentioned tonight are in our early years, so they might actually be in those archives as opposed to part of what's publicly available at the moment. But anyway, it's just we just want to say thank you, by the way, to everybody who is supporting us now. And we would not be able to make this show happen without you.
That's right.
We want to encourage you to tune in live. Next week will be our last episode before we go on the live show hiatus. You can join us at CountrySquireRadio.com next Monday night. That's going to be at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. You can also follow us throughout the week. You can follow us on Twitter at Squire Radio is the show. You can also follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
And all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com.
.com.
Man.
Dude, I had fun, man. I now want to go buy a green pipe.
You get to get a green pipe and you get to get a little bit of the whiskey. I lost it. I don't know where it went.
You out-Irished yourself.
Yeah, I out-Irished myself.
Yeah.
But no, man.
That was impressive.
Not only is it perfect, we got the pipes. We got St. Patrick's Day. Celtic Fest is this weekend. It's a beautiful time of year.
That's right. That's right, man. We're excited to be here. Excited pipe smoking is making such a resurgence, and glad to be a part of it. And, man, I'm glad to be taking a break here in a couple weeks. It's going to be awesome.
Well, John David, let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
Been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.